The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinky Realty.
Set your cozy. The windows are illuminated by the evening sunshine through the fiery gems for you. Only for you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620. A little CSN for you with our house, because who better than to help you pick out this lovely little house where you can have two cats in the yard and a fire and all that good stuff than our very own Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Good morning, Christina.
And good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good this morning. I love this weather.
Oh my gosh.
It just puts me in a good mood.
Absolutely.
As soon as I walk out the door.
And I always work out really early, so I get to see the sunrises. And this morning, I mean, I needed 12 pairs of sunglasses. It was so bright.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
I love it. Yeah. So I'm so happy to see you. You look beautiful. I just have to say,
you.
She looks
beautiful.
I wish you could see her because she always looks so beautiful. However, you also have a very handsome fellow with you this morning that we have. She said, no, he's just coming as a guest. He's just here to. No, we have to hear his voice. Okay.
Well, my husband's French. I think a lot of people know that. And
he's
we have
French.
A friend that is visiting us from France. He wants to know American life. Mm-hmm. So I have been bringing Pierre to work each day. So, Pierre, do you want to say hello?
Hello. Bonjour.
Oh, gosh. And just for fun, before we get into real estate, we wanted him to say, les bons temps roulés.
Let's teach us now
the
right way
to
say it. Because Mardi Gras this weekend. So let's hear a really good one. Pierre?
Yeah, say
can
it.
You say that for us in the right way?
Bonjour.
No, les bons temps roulés.
Let the good times roll.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, they don't say it in France.
Oh, that's just us. Laissez bon temps rouler.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
No, he's shaking his head no. Like a lot of things, I guess we just took it out. We made it our own.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And then you have the Southern accent. Laissez bon temps rouler.
No wonder he's not recognizing it.
It's probably our accents.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to figure that out. I'll ask Milan later.
Yeah, we're going to find out the history behind it. Maybe Cajun then.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, with this weather, it's great for the real estate market. People are out and about wanting to look at homes. People are wanting to spruce up their homes before getting them on the market. And as always, please send in questions.
Yes.
I always love the ones that come in because usually someone stumps me with something I haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. And
so send it in. Text it in at 850-437-1620. She's here to answer any questions you might have about buying and selling a home, the real estate market, the status of things. Speaking of which...
Yeah,
I told Christina before we went on the air, I said, I just am hearing so much conflicting news about the real estate market. So maybe it'd be helpful just to be specific about what's happening in our area.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is your take on it? Because you are so on top of things and keep up with everything. So I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I mean, we are officially in what they call a buyer's market. Does that mean you need to give away your home? No, but that means there's a lot of inventory on the market. And I was looking it up the other day because I was trying to find a good analogy. It's like going to a car lot. There are, you know, five beautiful new Hondas. Maybe there's a navy one. There's a black one. There's a white one. You got the weird, like, crazy color green one.
Right.
Then the green one gets bought, and you're like, what is going on? That was just specific for that one buyer looking. And so there's more homes on the market than people out there looking right now. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with your home. It's just... it hasn't been your time yet. But that's why it's so important to have that real estate agent who's putting balloons on your car and putting out every way they can to make sure your home has the best chance of getting seen. So a lot of people are like, what's wrong with my home? Nothing. It's just if there are 100 homes on the market and 20 buyers, like even perfect homes are going to sit a little longer until that next round of 20 buyers come around. Right now, our average days on market is 84 days on market. That being said, a lot of ours do sell a lot faster than that. Mm-hmm. Most of them do. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do anything we can, but just giving expectations like that. But is the market crashing? No, absolutely not. A lot of people, more homeowners are sitting on more equity than ever before. And in order for it to crash, we're talking about foreclosures. We're talking about short sales, all sorts of other things. What we are seeing, though, is there's a lot of sellers that don't have a lot of equity. Military sellers that have owned it for 2 years and they don't have a lot of equity. Mm-hmm. So we are working with them on maybe let's get it rented out for a couple years, or what can we do here? Let's find some creative solutions. And it's really important in this type of market to have someone who knows how to look at things creatively. Gosh.
Laissez le bon temps.
I know, right? Yeah, I was still on that. So yeah, you need someone that can look at those things and make those decisions. Yeah, I mean, our market is, it's healthy. It's healthy. Homes are moving. Buyers are getting a little bit of a deal. But then some of them, I mean, we are still seeing multiple offers at times. And there's really no rhyme or reason behind it. One I saw the other day, it had the most dated of bathrooms. Like, it was not updated. It had pretty curb appeal, but it got 8 offers. And there was no rhyme or reason versus another home. It just seems that that small pool of buyers were looking for that type of home at that time.
Interesting. So I know you are very creative, and we've talked a lot about the decor and staging and the things that you do to help the buyer. So what do you think what are some of the things that you do that you think help your firm stand out from others?
Oh my gosh. We do so many things. We are real estate geeks. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, we throw everything at the wall and we see what sticks. Mm-hmm. We have a white magic comforter. It is $25 from Amazon. It's nothing special, but when you go into a hotel and you have that nice white lines, because if you have like a comforter that's real puffy and stuff, it's not going to look real good in photos.
Right.
So we leave the comforters at listings. We say, just throw it on before any showing. We do that, which really helps. We've gotten on our hands and knees and scrubbed baseboards to make things look better.
Oh my goodness.
We do everything. We've brought Santa to open houses.
Really?
We brought Santa. We've done 12 days of open houses. We do all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's very clever. I like that.
I send out really witty emails to the entire agent database being like, okay, like, are you sick of that investor client that wants something to cash flow? Well, I finally got it for you. Here you go. It's easy. Not many repairs. It's been renovated, where you're speaking their language and doing that. But I'm just a really big believer in God rewards hard work. Mm-hmm. So if we're working hard and everyone's working hard together, things typically work out.
Well, and what's great about you is you have a team.
We have a team and we're all working to get these homes sold and doing everything we can. However, you know, at the end of the day, there's 3 factors that really people look at. There's price, location, and condition. So if you have a home on Pensacola Beach and it is in prime condition, you're not going to get a real good price like that. So you're going to give up wanting that. But if you have a low budget, but you want Pensacola Beach, you're going to have to give up condition. So it's this triangle we explain. Mm-hmm. If you want a, you know, really pretty house and you want a cheap price, you might be far out.
Right.
So those are 3 things every buyer is looking at, and they're weighing those odds and going, okay, I really want East Hill. I can't afford $500,000, but I can for $300,000. So you're going to get a home that needs some work.
Well, and you have to compromise.
And you have to compromise.
For what you can afford.
And you always have to compromise one of those things when you're looking at homes. Mm-hmm. And we talk about this with our buyers and sellers. Expecting to get a beach home on Pensacola Beach for $200,000 just isn't going to happen.
Like, if one comes through, would you let me know?
Oh, I know. I'll let everyone know. Really? Things like that just don't happen. So we explain that to them. And even, you know, when some sellers do reach out to us and they want a price that we don't think is obtainable, we tell them that. And we say, if this is really your bottom line of what you need, I don't think I can do that. Because I'd rather be honest and save that relationship than taking it, or saying, hey, we will try, but I need you to be willing to come down in price if we get consistent feedback that it's overpriced, because otherwise you're just spinning your wheels. Mm-hmm. Everyone is. The seller's stressed out. We're stressed out. So we've had more conversations like that. Back in the day, though, like, yeah, that 2021 market, you could throw out a price and get it. Mm-hmm. That's not today's market.
Right. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty on Pensacola's expert panel. And clearly she is an expert on Pensacola real estate. So ask a question, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Absolutely. Send them in. I'm just trying to think about things that we deal with all the time. Solar panels. you've heard.
We talked a little bit about that last week.
My distaste for
time.
Solar panels. I did a video on this, and please follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Christina Leavenworth. Super easy to find. I'm always putting out tidbits of real estate advice.
Mm-hmm.
We had a situation where two people owned a home together, and the wife was able to put an $80,000 worth of solar panels on the home without the husband's signature or permission.
Oops.
So if you own a home with someone, these unscrupulous companies, they were allowing people to do that. So taking away $80,000 of your equity and doing that. And he had no clue until they went to sell. They were splitting up. So that's another reason he didn't know. He didn't see it. But things like that, like we are constantly sharing crazy stories that we've experienced and how it can help you.
Okay. All right. You're going to laugh. I got a question from one of your listeners. I want to get that sweet quilt from Amazon.
Okay.
What's the name of it?
It's literally, you just Google white quilt. It's like, I think it's white comforter or something. It's a quilt, though. There's nothing in it. It's just straight white. I'll look it up and let you know. It's honestly like $25, and they're amazing.
Okay. All right.
They're amazing. They're simple, and we have a ton of them in stock just because we're like, it's not a big deal.
Okay. So we got that taken care of. Very important. This may be more important. This question. How does the multifamily property market look right now?
Right now, a lot of them that are for sale are not cash flowing. So that is hard for an investor. So if you believe there's going to be a lot of appreciation there, you can play an appreciation play. However, if you're looking for cash flow and you're really looking to cover your mortgage, most of them are pretty darn tight unless you find a value add. If you find a way to improve them, or maybe it sits on extra land and you could develop something else, it's been more tricky. It's been a lot more tricky finding things that work. If you're going to buy a triplex or a quadplex and you're going to live in one, this is called house hacking, where you get pretty much other people to pay your mortgage. That always works and that always cash flows because you're not paying anything. And that's usually a great idea. But investing in it, I just haven't seen many that make sense. Mm. We work with a lot of investors, and I want to make sure that they're getting a good like return on their money. And most of them, like between like vacancy, between expected repairs, they're losing money. And a lot of people just don't want to do that. And then the people that own them, they're sitting on a low interest rate, and they also got them for really cheap. So they're not that motivated to sell unless they're getting a top dollar.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for texting that in. If you have a question for Christina, 850-437-1620. And I'm kind of curious now, we're almost into our third month with the new administration and lots of changes happening, lots of things going on. Have you seen anything that's affected our market or anything that you're noticing that or the changes you might want to let people know about?
Not too much. We were talking before we got going. I don't really listen to music much. So I feel like I just don't know enough in that world. But because I constantly listen to podcasts and we drive a lot. And I listen to so many podcasts. And a lot of people are talking a lot about the tariffs and the impact that will have on new construction. So that is a big topic of discussion. The good news is I think it might help our existing homes because if now, like before, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to build what I want. Now it might not be economically feasible to just build what you want. Mm-hmm. So you're going to go, all right, I'm going to take this home that might not be perfect and I'm going to renovate it, or I'm going to do my own thing with it. So that's a big thing people are talking about, its impact on new construction, but we haven't seen it yet.
Right. So it hasn't happened yet, but just something to think about. And of course, there are plenty of homes on the market now available.
There are. I looked at it. I think we have 4,500 homes available. And
wow.
Then back in like 2021, we had like 1,100 at any given time.
4,500. And is that Escambia and Santa Rosa?
Yes. It's Escambia, Santa Rosa, probably a speckling of like Baldwin and Okaloosa. This is our local MLS that mostly is Escambia and Santa Rosa.
Okay. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenrinke Realty and the Leavenworth team. How can folks get in touch with you? We should probably mention
that. It is so easy to get in touch with me. our number is 850-378-1260. Just save that in your phone as your favorite realtor. And I promise we really do have hearts of service. We really love to help in any way. And I had someone the other week that took me up on that.
Good.
And he's like, I'll pay you for your time. I'm not sure if I even want to sell. I was like, no. Let's meet. This is what I promised we would do. So we love doing that. Because it just builds more relationships in the community and everything.
Okay, I've got another question for you. And if you have a question for Christina, 850-437-1620. This question, can I get your list of contractors that will want to wait till close for payment?
Usually they want it to be through us because they know we're going to get to closing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're involved in the transaction, they know like Christina and her team are going to close this either way. I have a few people that will do it, but it's pretty much based on our relationship with us.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if they called randomly, they're not going to be like, hey, John, who I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do that. But if they already have an agent, mm-hmm. then their agent should have some relationships. It depends on how busy they are. I was telling Pierre on the way here, he was asking me a lot of real estate questions. And I was telling him how we have around 4,000 agents in our MLS. And there's a vast majority. This is throughout the country. I think they said 74% of agents last year sold one home or less.
Wow.
So that type of agent is not going to have the same relationships.
And
as,
just for fun, how many did you in the Leavenworth team sell
last
year?
I think last year we sold 170.
Ooh, wow.
So we have strong relationships with banks. Mm-hmm. It's like anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to the doctor and your doctor needs to get you a referral in somewhere, they're going to be able to make that happen. Like
right.
Same with us. Due to our relationships and the reputation we've built, we're able to say, hey, do this favor for John. We know he's going to get to closing. He's motivated. And they work with us.
Great question. Thank you so much for texting that in. And again, the number 850-437-1620.
And what we do for our contractors as well is typically if something needs to be done, we typically have it done the week before closing. So in case something does happen, we're not putting our seller in a bad situation or the contractor in a bad situation. So if we know there's a roof that needs to be put on, pretty much all contingencies are gone. Yes, mm-hmm. things can still happen up that last week. Things that, acts of God, things that you just don't even know about. But financing is secure. Everything else is secure. So then they put that new roof on. And then worst case scenario, if that doesn't happen, if something did happen, we'd put it on the market again and get it sold. But mm-hmm. it's, again, due to those relationships. And we have strategy there. It's not like a contractor has to wait 2 months for his money or something.
When you're considering, when someone approaches you about selling their home and you take that first look, what are some of the things you look for in terms of, is this something that I can take on? Is it worth my time? Can we do this as a team?
We take on a lot.
I was going to say.
We're open to everything. We sell mm-hmm. in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We sell $50,000 homes. We sell, you know, $3 million homes. We sell it all. Honestly, it's just about realistic expectations. That mm-hmm. is the biggest thing. If you're wanting $100,000 more than any comp or anything can suggest, and you're also not willing to do an appraisal to prove it, again, it's just not going to be a good experience. Like, mm-hmm. I want to win the lottery. Like, I want to do that.
Me too.
But we're in the business of selling homes, not just listing homes. So we have those conversations where we say, and we get feedback. We put it on a tour of homes. Mm-hmm. We do a broker's open. We do an open house. We also do like a listing review with our brokerage. And we have so much feedback outside of our own opinions. And if everyone is saying it's overpriced, then it's overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to consider that, it's not fun for either one of us to sell your home and not sell it.
And if you get the same type of feedback where they say, well, it's a great home except for this one thing.
Exactly. And then we're feedback ninjas when mm-hmm. we have listings because I want to know what's wrong so we mm-hmm. can fix it and we can get it sold.
Right.
Like it's not fun to not sell houses for anybody. It's not fun for a seller. It's not fun for me. I want us all to be happy and hugging each other, not stressed out. And you're like, oh, I have to leave my house again. Who's coming in here? It's a stressful experience. So we do everything we can to mitigate that and make it not as stressful. Like for a lot of sellers that occupy the home, we don't allow any same day showings.
Mm-hmm.
That if someone calls and is like, oh, I have to see it. I have a cash buyer. They love it. We're going to call you and say, hey, I think this one you might want to allow in. Let's make it work. But for the most part, you can wake up each morning either knowing you have a showing or not. It's so stressful where you're afraid to even leave your home for the grocery store, not knowing if a showing's going to pop up in 30 minutes.
Right.
So we put that in there. Like we just try to mitigate the stress along the way.
Well, that's very smart, I would think.
Yeah.
That's
and at first they go, no, we can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. And sometimes it's a husband and wife and the husband goes, no, I know you. Like we like this idea. Like, and then that way, like up until the night before you can accept something, but if you wake up, you can go about your day and maybe leave your mug on the counter
mm-hmm.
and that's okay.
Okay. So you can help someone then. Again, we've talked a lot about this, about styling the home, making it very presentable. But let's say someone's listening this morning and they're just kind of on the edge thinking about, should they? Can they come talk to you about it if they're not sure?
100%. That's our favorite when we can just talk to them way ahead of time and really weigh their options. And we have told people before, I don't know if it's in your best interest to sell right now. Can you rent? Can we build some more equity? Let's look at this thing. Or like, why are you selling? Mm-hmm. It sounds like you like your house. It sounds like this. Like, what's really going on here? I was explaining to Pierre how we're also psychologists.
Oh.
And what's really going on? Okay. Like, and then narrow it down, because the worst thing would be is to sell their home and then they realize they don't actually want to go.
Oh, gosh. Has that ever happened?
No, it hasn't. But there have been conversations where, like, oh, I don't know. Like, I kind of want to move, kind of don't want to move.
Ambivalence.
And then, like, well, what's making you want to move? What's doing this? Well, I kind of want lower insurance. Well, where would you go? Well, that insurance is going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And explaining that to them and just letting them know. Sometimes people just get antsy.
Sure, of course. And we hear so many different things about the market. Should I do it now? You get nervous about it, that kind of thing. And
it gives anxiety.
Yeah, of course.
It gives anxiety,
so
for
my
sure.
suspicion is that you said you're a psychologist, second hat, so probably good at hand-holding through the process.
Absolutely. And it's about setting expectations and saying, hey, FYI, this is probably going to be stressful. And we let them know all that and say, hey, here's what to expect along the way. And I think that's the biggest thing.
And if I'm buying a home, where can I find your listings?
So, I mean, if you're buying a home, we can help you buy any home in the market, not just our listings. But if you Google, like, Christina Leavenworth, our website comes up. And again, if you text us, I'll be like, here's our website. You can look at it. In today's market, it's easy to find homes, but you want a great agent who knows how to protect your best interest, helping you buy. And we're awesome at helping people buy too. Well, buy and sell all day long. Because that's the thing, the buyers end up becoming sellers. And you build this lifelong relationship where you're their person. Like, I want them to call us going, should I do this? I had someone call me saying, hey, I'm putting plantation shutters on. I want to put it inside the, like, window versus on the trim. What do you think? It's going to limit the ability for the window to open. And I said, don't limit the ability for the window to open. But I love when they do that.
Right.
Because instead they go, oh my gosh, I made a mistake. And instead, we love giving guidance like that.
Well, that's super helpful. Okay, so we have just a couple of minutes left. Is there anything you want to touch on this morning, Christina, that we haven't talked about?
We just honestly love helping people. We really, really do. And when I say call or text us for anything, I promise I mean that. So 850-378-1260. Reach out anytime. And we, you know, tell your friends about us. Say, hey, if you're like, that's the best. Like, I love when I get news radio referrals, because sometimes they don't even listen to news radio. And it's a friend of theirs. They're like, actually, my friend of a friend heard you on the radio.
I love that too.
And, you know, I used to be in TV at all. Mm-hmm. And I walked into a listing appointment and they go, oh, it's the famous realtor. And I was like, oh, thinking it was TV. And he was like, yeah, from the radio.
Oh,
and,
goodness.
And I was like, I love it. That's so awesome.
I love hearing that too.
and it's really cool. So we really want to just be your tribe's realtor. And you know that you're going to get great service. And it's such... it's your biggest asset. So you really need to make sure you are working with someone that knows how to do it. And three most stressful situations in life: death, divorce, and moving. So
true.
And so moving being so stressful, you need someone who knows the ropes and has the relationships and has done all this a million times. So when you hear, yeah, there's solar panels, heard that before, or this, heard that before, or new insurance requirements, being one step ahead of the game.
Well, I don't even know how you keep up with all the paperwork and the changes, because when I went to a closing last year, I thought, oh my gosh, I was so grateful to have a good realtor.
Yes, yes. I mean, we do, just because we live it. Mm-hmm. We live it, and you're in it. If you're a pro at something, you just know what's happening in your industry all the time. And it's always fun when you find, like, ooh, there's a new loan for people I can make this work for. I found it's like a treasure hunt, like a real life treasure hunt. You're like, ooh, and I found this awesome property that is a multifamily that cash flows. I'm calling this investor.
Right. And you have the names.
I check the MLS, which is our access to homes, probably like 70 times a day, just to see, like,
so that's your Facebook.
New homes are up. I'm like, ooh, that one just popped up. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that one. Ooh, this one came back on market. I wonder what happened. I just love it.
Oh, that's great. So as the real estate turns.
Well, I love it because it's like, ooh, and I screenshot my team. I'm like, awesome home that just hit the market. This, like, if it's an investor, this will cash flow, or this is at a really great deal. Let your buyers know. And we're all going back and forth on our team chat with different things. So it's not just me. They're finding out stuff and telling me, and it's all collaboration.
Well, that's what I love about it, is the team effort. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, and so, like, we are able to do tons of open houses every weekend because we have a large team.
Okay. One more time. How do we get in touch with Christina Leavenworth?
Christina Leavenworth. Just Google me or put it in your phone now, 850-378-1260.
And your website?
It is Best realtors and pensacola.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for Pierre for joining us today.